DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is considering a brand new order on immigration. The president's statement on Air Force One came after an appellate court unanimously ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. Trump said Friday that a new executive order could be issued as soon as Monday or Tuesday if the administration decides to pursue that course of action. At a news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said he was confident that government attorneys would be able to overcome an appellate court decision that upheld an injunction against his order.
So we'll be doing something very rapidly having to do with additional security for our country. You'll be seeing that sometime next week. In addition, we will continue to go through the court process, and ultimately, I have no doubt that we'll win that particular case.
The president told reporters on board Air Force One that several options are being considered, including a new executive order. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he and President Trump reached agreement on a new framework for economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal will be among the topics of discussion. Speaking through a translator, Mr. Abe said his deputy and Vice President Mike Pence will work together to outline a dialogue on economic issues.
Deputy Prime Minister Aso and Vice President Pence will create a new framework for dialogue, and I am quite optimistic that the good results will be seen from the dialogue.
Japan has been concerned about Trump's decision to withdraw from the TPP and his America First strategy. This is VOA News. Authorities in Angola say at least 17 people died and dozens more were injured in a stampede at a football stadium in the north part of the country Friday. Hundreds of people rushed one of the stadium gates before the start of a championship match. In the crush, many fans fell and were trampled by the crowd. Local media said some victims suffocated as bodies piled on top of them. Hospitals reported treating more than 50 injured football fans. Spectators had converged on the stadium in the northwestern town of Uige to watch the championship match of Angola's first division. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday that tens of thousands of people have been displaced amid the latest escalation of fighting along Yemen's western coastline. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler said that as many as 34,000 people had fled their homes after fierce fighting erupted in the port towns of Mocha and Dubab on the Red Sea.
Some 28,000 have been displaced within Taiz Governorate, while another 2,600 individuals have fled to the neighboring governorate of Al-Hodeida. A few have also been displaced to Lash and Ib Governorates.
Meanwhile, the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights described the situation in Yemen as intolerable for civilians. Rupert Colville said there are credible reports indicating that Houthi-affiliated snipers had shot at families attempting to leave their homes in Houthi-controlled areas. The Yemeni war began 3 years ago when Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies swept down from the north and captured the capital Sana'a. A Saudi-led military coalition has been helping government forces battle the rebels for nearly 2 years. The United States is downplaying the severity of what is being described as a close encounter between U.S. and Chinese military aircraft over the South China Sea earlier this week. According to U.S. officials, during Wednesday's encounter, a Chinese KJ-200 early warning aircraft passed about 200 meters in front of a U.S. Navy P-3 plane on a routine mission in international airspace between the Chinese mainland and the Philippines. As a result of the Chinese plane's action, the P-3 was forced to make an immediate turn. On Friday, Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis described the incident as a one-off and said that there had been no indication that it was intentional. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing higher. European markets finished mixed. Asian markets closed on Friday on the upside. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America, VOA 1.
Lady DJ officially checking in on VOA 1, The Hit. So glad that you're here with me. The new one from Daya is coming up. I've got Tory Lanez and more great music for you, including The Weeknd and Daft Punk, next on The Hit.
I'm trying to put you in the worst mood. P1 greener than your church shoes. Belly point two just to hurt you. All red lamb just to tease you. None of these toys on lease to. Made your whole year in a week to. Yeah. Kill any pain. Look what you done. I'm a star boy. Look what you done.
any pain. Look what you've done. I'm a star boy. Look what you've done. I'm a star boy. Let it bracket, legend of the fall, took the year like a bandit. Bought mama a crib and a brand new wagon. Now she hit the grocery shop looking lavish. Star Trek roof in the Wraith of Khan. Girls get loose when they hear the song. 100 on the dash, get me close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cars. House so empty, need a centerpiece. 20 racks of table cut from ebony. Cut that ivory into skinny pieces. Then she clean it with her face, but I love my baby. You talking money, need a hearing aid. You talking about me, I don't see the shade. Switch on my side, I like to get any lane. I switch on my core if I kill any pain. Look what you done. I'm a star boy.
Don't know how to touch me. Don't know.
VOA1.
Sorry, boy, if I'm not that loud, doesn't mean I'm out, but a word could ruin me. Sorry, boy, gotta slow it down, better shut your mouth.
Today's latest called Words on VOA 1 The Hits. I am the Lady DJ. Stick around because Grammy-nominated artist Tory Lanez is on the way. The song that is nominated for Best R&B Song is coming up. Now, it is a reggae song, which is kind of interesting because you would think maybe it would be nominated in the Best Reggae Song category. But unfortunately, there is no longer a Best Reggae Song category. We're going to be talking about all of that, the categories, the winners, the performances, who's wearing what at our VOA 1 Grammy party, which you are invited to attend via Facebook Live. So it goes down on February the 12th at 0100 UTC. If you haven't already, follow us on Facebook.com/VOA1TheHits for details. We've got Ellie Goulding next on The Hits.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the queen has been overthrown. And I'm not sleeping now, the dark is too hard to beat. And I'm not keeping now, the strength I need to breathe.
VOA 1.
One Republic on VOA 1, the hit. Shout out to Geraldo listening to me in Goa. Thank you for keeping it locked to VOA 1, the hits.